Okay, I believe now it's time for the reports of our standing committees. And first we'll hear from Ray Cepeda, who's chair, Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee.
Thank you, Chairman. Okay, a meeting of the ABFF committee was held at 1 p.m. on Monday, July 10, 2017. Members of the committee present constituted a quorum: Chairman Cepeda, Trustee Montgomery, Edwards, and Treasurer McKeever. After approval of the May 1, 2017 committee minutes, the following draft board items and presentations were made. Senior Associate Vice President and Deputy Controller Michael Bass introduced Mr. Jeff Bonick, a principal with the accounting firm at Clifton Larson Allen, to present the external audit scope and timing for the fiscal year 2017 financial and compliance audit. Mr. Bass presented 9 capital items for committee consideration, including design presentations for the renovation and addition to the labor and employment relations classrooms and to the Memorial Stadium project. Assistant Vice President Dwayne Elmore presented 4 healthcare-related purchase and renewal items for committee consideration. Associate Vice President of Treasury Operations Dr. Peter Newman presented the endowment investment performance as of March 31, 2017. Executive Director of University Audits Ms. Julie Zimaitis presented the 2-year internal audit plan for fiscal years 2018 and 2019. Vice President Walter Knorr briefed the committee on the fiscal year 2017 and 2018 appropriations for the university resulting from the state budget resolution, as well as appropriations for the monetary award program. He advised the committee of pension cost sharing for certain employees and expected responsibilities for pension plans and costs for Tier 2 and Tier 3 employees. He informed the committee of the planned fiscal year 2018 operating budget preparation, the annual salary approvals, and the statutory preparation of a budget and capital request for fiscal year 2019. Lastly, he informed the committee of the current communications with the ratings agencies and expected timing of any ratings action. Under old business, responses to the questions from the May 1, 2017 meeting were included in the committee meeting agenda, meeting materials. At the 10 items for board consideration, they are items 19 through 28 are in today's board agenda for consideration and are recommended by the committee for full board approval. My summary is quite brief, but I will tell you that there was a very good discussion around all of these items, and it was a very good to have these kind of discussions. And I will say that the next meeting also is set for Monday, August 28, 2017, at 1 p.m.
Thank you, Ray. Any questions or comments for Ray?